This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go again. Another edition of Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So those Vikings are on a roll, are they not? Central Catholic. Good morning, Carlos.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, Central Catholic, man. We're just rolling through, and we got a big game next week against North Allegheny. But, I mean, the way we're playing, it's going to be hard to beat our team. I mean, I think the next competition we might see is in the state playoffs. We're just so deep and so talented. And Lehmeyer, you know, the coach, he just has a great game plan. He knows where to filter everybody in and work everybody into the mix. And it's just exciting to watch.
It is. And I think the whole North Allegheny, that's such a natural rival for you. And I think a lot of it has to do with Art Walker Jr., longtime coach, longtime friend of mine, as his father was of me, now at NA, but he had a lot of success at Central Catholic. So there's a nice little connection there. And of course, you know, Ryan played at North Hills for Coach McCurry. So good stuff. Looking forward to that game. But we've got a lot to get to today. So before we get to our topic, large trees and what to do, trim, remove, treat. What's up with Greater Pitt Tree Service? What's happening, Carlos?
Yeah, we're just having a great season. I mean, we're excited to, you know, do everything that we do out in the communities. That's where I really enjoy my role in the company, is out there at the Bloomfield Little Italy Days and Pittsburgh Grand Prix and the events in Oakmont and the home shows. And it's just exciting every year to go through this, you know, this whirlwind of what we're doing and all the storm work we get and our usual customers, regular customers calling us back. And then, of course, going out into these communities and finding that good diner or pizza shop or deli to buy my crew lunch. So, yeah, we're just great to be around still, and we appreciate everybody calling us to hire us.
All right, so let's get started. And by the way, we're going to open our phone lines. If anybody has any tree-related questions, you need to give us a call. And today we're going to focus on large trees, what to do, trim, remove, or treat. Let's start off with talking about pruning and why it's healthy, but why you need the pros at Greater Pitt to do it for you. Troy Lampenfeld, our certified arborist, can help you with that. But let's talk about pruning this time of year when it comes to these big trees. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're getting into the pruning season for certain types of trees. mainly the oak trees you got to prune when they're dormant, which it's coming up around middle of November. Any fruit or flower bearing tree, you also want to wait till late fall to prune. But it's beneficial to the trees and adds a lot of longevity to the tree. You know, if you have these trees on your property, you know, they add a lot of value to the property. So it's like anything else on your home or even, you know, your body. You go to the doctor and you get a checkup and you get maintenance and you do maintenance on your home. The same thing applies to the trees, plants, and shrubs on your property. So we are getting into that pruning time, and we do fill up for the season. We got a lot of oak trees already written on the board that the salesmen have been selling throughout the year that we'll start scheduling the middle of November. So it's a good time to call so you make sure you get on our schedule.
Let's talk about that dense crown and why thinning the crown improves the circulation and sunlight penetration. You talked a little bit about this when we got together last time, which I never knew, but sunlight can really help a tree. And when you have a dense crown, it's hard for the sun to peek through. So talk about that.
Yes, again, you just said it, the sunlight getting through. You know, if you're looking up at your tree and all you see is green and the leaves and you can't see any daylight through it, you know, that's a good time to get us out there and do a thin out. You get also not only the sun to pass through, but also the wind, because a lot of times in these big storms that we have, it's the high winds and the resistance of all the leaves, and usually the wind's going to win that battle. In a large section of the tree, or even the whole tree ends up on the ground or on your house, you know, God forbid. And it's because the wind and the wind can't pass through. It's a wind and sunlight, very beneficial to be able to pass through the tree. You get more sunlight on the grass. People are saying, I can't get my grass to grow here. I can't get my garden to grow or these roses to grow. It's because the sunlight's not penetrating if you have a dominating canopy from one of these large trees on your property.
So what happens when these branches are touching each other or rubbing up against each other? What can that do? How can it cause problems?
That's conflicting branches, crossing branches. It's just the way the tree grows sometimes, but we're able to get in there. We could get up high into these trees with our tracked aerial lift, our spider lift, or our bucket truck. Sometimes we hoist the climber with our crane up into these large canopies and work through the canopies and remove those crossing branches where it's more beneficial. Again, they make a lot of congestion in the tree where you can't have that sunlight or wind passing through it. So it's beneficial to get us up there and remove the crossing conflicting branches.
All right, 412-884-TREE or 412-884-8733 to get a hold of them. You can call today, leave your information. And if you have any questions, we're talking large trees, those behemoth, those big trees, what to do with them, trim, remove, treat, anything on your mind, or really anything about trees, first come, first serve. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. Just Carlos back again with me talking trees, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So this is a great opportunity, especially fall is upon us. So a lot of the maintenance stuff, those oak trees and more. So call us, 866-391-1020. What about broken branches? Is that something to be concerned about?
Yeah, if you're looking up at your tree and you'd notice maybe one of these past storms broke a tree, it doesn't break it clean. So a lot of times it looks like a sharp, like kind of shard sticking up there. And it's a good idea to get us up there and make what we call a flush cut. Bring that broken branch back to where it originates, because a lot of times that could attract carpenter ants, termites. And then there's also something called dieback, where that branch or limb is going to start to die because of that, and it'll spread through that portion of the branch and into the trunk, and that's harmful to the tree. So if you've seen your tree get beat up in these storms, I mean, we had some nasty storms beginning of spring and into early summer. So if you're looking up and you see some broken branches up there, get us out there. It's, you know, minimal cost for us to go up there and do it, but it's very beneficial to the health of the tree.
So let me ask you, so I recently had some stumps removed, and I noticed I was cutting grass. I have a lot of ant mounds around where one of the stumps was removed. So I've never asked you this before, and this is from me. Can ants around, a lot of ant hills and mounds around a tree that may be a little older, can that cause any problems?
Well, definitely. I mean, especially if they're carpenter ants, sometimes you're not sure of the species, but if your trees are gone and the stumps are ground out, you don't have much to worry about.
No.
But if a homeowner's looking out there and they see ants, you know, climbing up the tree. A lot of times, as they're carpenter ants, they're boring ants, and they do get into the tree and the bark. And then a lot of times when they're finished with the tree, guess what they're coming after next? Your house, because your house is probably close to where the trees are. So, yeah, we have applications through that, through our plant healthcare division, and that's something Troy, our ISA certified arborist, would come out and kind of diagnose and see what's going on and then see what treatment we're able to offer.
To the phones, 866-391-1020. Carlos is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Robert in the Christmas tree capital of the world, Indiana. He's got a question about a dead tree. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, well, my neighbor has a 60-foot white pine. This summer, the needles went all brown, so I guess it's pretty much on its last limbs. Anyway, well, it's on their property, but it's between our houses, and they don't actually live at that location. They live somewhere else. Well, what's going to happen to this tree that it's dying? Is it going to fall over, and what can I do to get them to cut it down? They say they're just going to leave it. Is there anything I can do about that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's actually a very popular call that we get throughout the year, a neighbor's dead tree that might not be bothering them or close to their house, but guess who it is bothering? The neighbor, yourself. And, you know, that's a tough one. It always depends on the relationship you have with that neighbor and how willing they are to kind of, you know, be a good neighbor and say, okay, you know what, I'm going to hire a tree service and get this dead tree out of here, because they have a lot of liability also. They're the owner of that tree, and the tree's dead, and they don't address it. That's what the homeowner's insurance company will claim neglect. They neglected to address it before it fell and hit your house. And guess what? Your homeowner's is going to say, hey, we're not going to cover that claim because the tree was dead. You know, the neighbor neglected it. Then you're going to have to go after the neighbor civilly to repair the damages to your home. So all in all, it's better to kind of explain that to the owner of the tree and say, hey, I don't want to have to, you know, make this a worse situation than it is. Why don't you just pay someone to come cut the tree down? And, you know, then their answer just kind of depends on their budget and the relationship, and where it goes from there can be, you know, a mixed variety. It's also a good idea to maybe send them a certified letter, because now you're legally calling it to their attention. You have documentation for when that tree might fall and hit your property. You'll say, well, look, I told them, I sent them a certified letter, I did everything I could. They just neglected to address it, and they're going to, you know, they're going to be out of pocket a lot of money if it falls and hits any of your property and damages it. So I think the certified letter is a good route, and see what kind of response you get from there, and maybe give us a call. We can also come out, and Troy, our ISA certified arborist, can look at it. You know, you're a little far out. You can maybe send us some pictures, and it's a $129 fee to write up an assessment, but it's worth it because now you're on top of it. You're ahead of the game, and that's kind of where you want to position yourself.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, Robert, thank you. Boy, you are smart. You know your business. I never realized, but here again, if it falls and lands on my house, but it's their tree and you've told them about it, they're responsible.
Yeah, we recommend that a lot, and we do kind of come out there, and Troy, you know, gives that, you know, his assessment from a paid professional. It's like going to the doctor and getting a diagnosis from a top-notch, you know, surgeon or specialty in his field. That's what Troy does, and it holds a lot of weight in these situations. And again, it's always where you position yourself when liability is involved with any instance. So in the case of a dead tree on your neighbor's property that's threatening more of your property or home than theirs, that's the route you kind of want to take.
All right, listen, good stuff. So we're just underway. Got three more segments to go, but if you have any tree-related questions, don't put it off. Call us now. We have lines available. I'll get you on right away, 866-391-1020. Large trees, what to do, trim, remove, treat. To call them, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Carlos spending his Sunday with me, your Pratt Pack, on KDKA from Greater Pitt Tree Service.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Talking about those large trees today with Carlos Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hey, he's the Greenfield native who loves Pittsburgh. He loves helping you. Got that crew out there working to make sure things get turned around for you. So get on the phone. Give us a call, 866-391-1020, or call them directly today. Leave your information, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Here's Mary in that great community of Greensburg. She joins us on KDK. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Go ahead. I'm Tree.
Go ahead.
Good. How are you today?
Wonderful. Go ahead, please.
I have a pine tree that's up close to my house. I was wondering, that's like 12 foot high, probably 8 foot at the base across. Can you cut those in half to trim it? Or,
well, I'm going to give you my saying that I kind of developed and coined throughout the years, and it's if you have to trim the pine, it's time to remove the pine, because it maybe, you know, wasn't the right species, it's getting too tall, it's over your gutters, or it's blocking a window, and, you know, anything that you would take the natural shape off of that tree. You know, pine trees go up to, they're kind of conical. And
you're right.
Yeah, and when you take that natural shape off, sometimes they could bleed out of that cut. They don't respond well. And I'm going to tell you, more times than not, people, and I've warned them, you will not like the way it looks, because it just doesn't look like a pine tree anymore. It looks like maybe a big bush or a shrub. And, I mean, look, we can do it. I just try to manage the expectations, and a lot of times they call us back in a month or so like, hey, just remove this tree. It looks ridiculous. It's not responding well. So, you know, it's case by case, Mary, and we do work out in Greensburg. And, you know, give us a call. We could get Troy out there or maybe Jimmy. Jimmy's our salesman that handles the East. And we kind of play devil's advocate on that. They're going to tell you what I'm telling you right now. And ultimately, we're going to let you, the homeowner, make the decision on what you want to do because it's your tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was thinking, too, but I just wanted to make sure.
It's a popular question for us and a popular job because, look, all the sunlight and rain we get, everything grows bigger than it normally should in our area. So a lot of times, you know, they want to take the top off or trim the sides. And the pine trees are kind of meant to just be planted and left alone.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help.
Mary.
All right, Mary.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Boy, and you're spot on about those evergreens. You know, I had one by my garage. The branches were kind of starting to get out on the sidewalk and kind of block the door. So I thought I'd have somebody, this was years ago, just take off a couple of branches, and I'd come out on my back porch literally for weeks to months, and it just looked all cockeyed and crooked. So finally I had it removed. So you're absolutely right. You can't really trim those things, so they never look the same, do they?
No, that's the saying. I've been through it so many years, and, you know, if you're having to trim the pine, it's just outgrown its area. You know, you can't cut the branches halfway back because all the green's out on the tips, and then you expose, like, we call it look sticky, where you just see the stick part of the branch, and you lost all that green, and that really doesn't grow back. So you're kind of in that position where you're like, man, this just doesn't look good. I'm going to have to remove it and start over with something else. That's a good thing. You know, you could plant something new and watch it grow.
866, of course, 391-1020. Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Folks love him. He's a Pittsburgher through and through. Here's Cindy Whitehall, Birch Tree. Go ahead, Cindy. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have one of the few white birch trees left. It's about 50 feet high, and I'm hoping, I did some research, I'm hoping the leaves are totally dried out, that it's going to be okay next year. I've been watering it heavily.
Yeah, that's a job for Troy Lampenfeld. He's our ISA certified arborist, and sounds like if it's a 50-foot white birch tree, it's an older tree, it's mature, could be getting to the end of its life cycle. You know, the shelf life of a yard tree is around 50 to 70 years old. So, you know, that's something Troy will get out there. He'll look at the soil. He'll look at where the sunlight and the water's coming in and give it kind of a diagnosis. And if there's something we can do to treat it, to fertilize it, he'll know that application and he'll give you some pricing on it because it sounds like you really like the tree.
Oh, I love the tree. I mean, they're pretty rare. I guess a borer or something. Borers got killed out most of the population of the white birch. And I think it's just a beautiful tree. It really is.
Yeah, we don't see too many of those anymore. And you're right, they are a beautiful tree. So, yeah, give us a call. We'll get Troy out there. He's going to spend some time with you. He's going to come up with something, you know, hopefully beneficial to save the tree. And, you know, if he kind of says, well, look, it's at the end of the shelf life of it and kind of maybe give you some pricing. If we have to remove it, that's a last case scenario. But he should have some sort of application that could benefit it. You know, we can try and see how it responds to the application and then kind of go from there.
And do you suggest, because it could be from the drought, heavy watering?
I don't know about heavy. You don't want to go from one extreme to the other. Is there mulch around the tree by chance?
Yes, there is mulch, and I did actually feed it when it started to turn, and I didn't water it excessively, but I have been watering it like every other day for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of mulch around mature trees because they're getting to the point where they need every advantage they can to stay healthy, and they need all that rainwater. And when you're watering it or it's raining, the mulch kind of saturates a large portion of that water. So I'm a big fan of maybe like a river rock or something around a mature tree other than mulch, because then that kind of filters the water through. It's just the opposite where, you know, rocks the water doesn't penetrate a rock, where the mulch, it's kind of sitting in there and holding moisture against the tree. It's robbing the tree of some of its water. Again, when Troy comes out and looks at it, he'll be able to tell what we can do or what you shouldn't be doing. You know, he'll go over everything with you.
All right. And by the way, if you want to make that call, Cindy, to set up an appointment, you can do it right now and just leave your name and number and they'll get back to you. 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. Good call, Cindy. Thank you. Listen, got to get to a break. Carlos and I coming back after the news. Just a couple of minutes away with Rob, an update bottom of the hour. Getting a lot of good calls today. That's what I like to hear. I love to hear people getting this advice from the pro. He is Carlos. He's one of us from Pittsburgh, grew up in Greenfield, loves this city, loves helping people, and he wants to help you. So 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Any tree question, call us. But today we're focusing on large trees, what to do, trim, remove, or treatment. All of that will continue in moments. But again, you have an opportunity right now to get some good advice. 866-391-1020.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, any tree-related questions, but in particular, we're talking those big, those massive trees. We're talking everything from trim to removing them to treating them. So if you have any questions about large trees, call us. Trees in general, call us. The hour is just about gone. A couple of more segments left. We have lines available coming out of the news. Great time to get in here, get you in the queue, and we'll get you on the air with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Number to dial for that free advice when it comes to trees, 866-391-1020. And if you need them to get the job done right the first time, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. From these snapshots that you just sent me, Carlos, I got to tell you, those are some massive trees in Upper St. Clair. Talk about those oak trees.
Yes, and that's why I picked this topic. It's such a popular job for us or call for us. You know, this homeowner out in Upper St. Clair, this was actually the third time we were out there. They've been in the house a while, and they were just surrounded by these large oak trees, 80, 90 feet tall. And over the last 5 or 6 years, we've come out and intermittently taken like 4 or 5 out. And this last time we that's it. They don't have any more around their house. They just got tired of the maintenance, and they have a huge backyard, beautiful backyard. It's fenced in. They've had branches fall and hit their beautiful ornamental fence. They're worried about the house. They have a really nice Tudor home with a slate roof, and those are very, very expensive to replace. Sometimes you can't even match it up. So they were just, you know, they were very practical about it. They knew their home was their main investment. They wanted themselves to be safe in their home and not these huge 80, 90-foot oak trees surrounding the home. So last time we came out, we were there last week. Actually, no, I'm sorry, the beginning of this week, Tuesday. And we had the crane out there plucking that. I sent you the pictures, plucking that large oak tree. It was right up off the left corner of the home. And then we had our spider lift in the backyard taking down three large oak trees back there. And now for them, it's kind of like a sigh of relief. They're like, okay, I don't have to worry about these large trees threatening my home. You know, they're older, and they don't want to have all the maintenance in the yard. They want to enjoy their time. They want to enjoy their retirement. So when you call us and you have these large trees around your home and your property like that, again, we come out and play devil's advocate. You know, it's not sometimes practical to have a 90-foot tree hovering over your house. And a lot of times you didn't plan it. You're not that attached to it. And they just outgrow their coverage area, and they become more problematic than beneficial. And that's kind of what we do. We give you all the information, and sometimes we tell them, make a list there. What's problematic with the tree and what's beneficial? And maybe make your decision based on that. And again, like I was telling Mary about the birch tree, there is a shelf life of yard trees that are planted in your yard before, you know, you're running the statistics where you're going to have a major accident with the tree, a large limb breaking, or the whole tree coming down. And, you know, we've talked about this before. A home is usually the biggest investment a person's going to make in their life is usually their home, the average American, let's call it. And so you want to just protect that and just be able to enjoy it. And listen, start over, plant something new. You watch it grow. You, the previous homeowner that tree 70, 80, 90 years old, they had the luxury of watching it grow and coming out and like, wow, look how big it's getting. And now you have that opportunity to do that. Get that big tree out of there, secure your property, and maybe start over with something new is kind of what we recommend for the homeowners to do.
All right, 866-391-1020. Here's Gene in Washington for Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. I have a red maple tree that is probably about 45 years old. And I've noticed that when we have storms, some of the smaller branches are falling off more than usual. And I was wondering, is it close to its end of life?
That's a good question, Gene. Maple trees grow really fast, so sometimes they outgrow their lifespan, so their shelf life might be a little less than trees that grow slower, like the oak trees. And again, that could be why it's getting brittle. You know, it's case by case. That's another call for Troy to come out and say, see, what's going on with this maple? Because it sounds like a beautiful tree, and I could kind of tell you have some attachment to it the way you're talking about it and you're concerned about it. And that's when Troy comes out and, you know, tells you what might be going on with the tree, if there's any application we have to get it a little healthier, or hey, yeah, maybe it is at that shelf life of a yard tree and it's time to get it out of there. So again, case by case on those, we can come out and take a look at it, and then we can go from there, Gene.
Yes, I am attached to it. When we first planted it, it was so, my kids would jump over it and play with it. It is special, but I'm afraid that I don't want it to cause. It's close to my house.
Yeah. Yeah, and just what you said is just what I just, you know, we instruct homeowners, like, hey, you know, you did plant that tree and you've seen it, and that's, it was special to you and you have memories from it. And that's what we tell, you know, homeowners, like, hey, why don't you plant a new tree. Get this large tree out of there and get the memories from watching this tree grow and all the things that you're talking about now. So, yeah, I mean, we'd love to come out and look at it. We do work down in Washington. It's not out of our coverage area. So if you want to call in this week and get Troy out there to kind of look at it, we do have some applications for the maples and see if we can prolong it a little bit for you so you could keep it a little longer.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Gene.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Gene. Good call. Anybody else wants to get in here? Now's the time, 866-391-1020. And again, for their plant health care, call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Tell them what Troy does when it comes to plant health care. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, Troy, I mean, I call him a rock star. He's just like, people, we're getting calls about him and compliments after he's come out to your property, and he's a tall guy, big, long, curly hair. He just looks the part. He actually is in a band. That's funny. He does have a, I think he's a lead singer in a band. But anyways, he's highly educated. He went to college for arboriculture. He's an ISA certified arborist. I mean, he's a wealth of knowledge. When he comes out to your property, it's like a detective almost coming out and looking at a crime scene. You know, he comes out and he figures out the soil and the sunlight and what's going on with this tree. Why is it in this condition? Why isn't it in this condition? There's so much science behind all this, and that's what I didn't have. You know, you learn things two different ways. You learn them on the streets or you learn them in the classroom, and I learned everything, you know, in this industry by out there doing it in the field. And Troy went the other route. He went to college for it. He's very passionate about it. And his diagnosis is going to be spot on. He's going to recommend some treatments if there are for that instance of that tree, plant, or shrub on your property, what we can do. And then, you know, if it's kind of past the point where there's nothing that we can do, then it'll get you some pricing on removing that. And then, you know, that's what we're talking about earlier, like start over with something new. So getting Troy out there is invaluable. He comes out, he can do a full assessment of your property. It's a $129 fee, but usually there's something we're going to do on your property, and we just roll that fee into the cost of what the work we're going to perform out there. And even if we don't do any work, the $129, it's money well spent. You're going to have so much information about everything that's growing on your property, and it's a great call to make to get Troy out there. And he loves coming out there. He loves figuring these things out. He's so passionate about it. It's just fun to watch.
All right. Now, listen, when we come back in our final segment, we're going to focus on the large tree aspect as far as signs that indicate removal is necessary. So if you're like on that fence right now and wondering if it's going to hit your fence or your house, you're going to want to stay tuned for that final segment. But if you have any questions, I'll always give you the first opportunity. Been a busy hour, but we have one more segment left. So anybody else wants to get a question in here with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, now's the time to call 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and to reach them at the office. And you can call now, leave your information, they'll get back to you first thing tomorrow, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But again, our number, it is 866-391-1020. One more segment with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service with a Sunday morning edition of your Pratt Pack here until 1 o'clock today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back one more segment with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And again, if you have a tree-related question, now is the time. In the final few minutes of the show, we'll get you on the air if you call 866-391-1020. All right, talking about large trees today, you know, what to do with them, trim, remove, or treat. Big ticket item is, look, if it's going to cause you harm, possibly your house, your neighbor's house, your property, and it's seen its best days, you got to remove it. And this is what they specialize in. So signs that indicate removal is necessary. What about, as I just mentioned, a hazardous location, just for the sheer fact of getting rid of it because it's in a hazardous location? Carlos.
Yes, that's the first thing I look at, or the salesmen look at when they come out to your property. How close is that tree to your home, and how threatening is it to the home? And, you know, we've watched these little storms this past spring just crush homes and just take out, you know, roofs and sheds. And so that's kind of the first thing we're looking at, is where it is on the property. And then we kind of look at the condition of it. Is it healthy? What liability do you have as far as your homeowners is concerned about if the tree or portion of the tree does come down? You know, they cover claims from healthy trees that fall from an act of God. Wind, rain, ice, lightning, snow brings down a large branch or the whole tree. No one can predict or prevent that, and that's what the insurance will cover and pay to fix your home. But if the tree's in a declining state or it's dead, you know, they're going to claim that you neglected to address it, and, you know, a new roof or a new house or, you know, whatever the damage is done from the tree is very expensive, and you're going to be out of pocket to fix it because they won't cover the claim, and you learn kind of the hard way. So things to look at when you're looking at the large tree on your property to kind of determine what route you should go. Trim it, remove it, treat it. You know, the first assessment, visual assessment you should look at is the top of the tree, the canopy, especially on certain types of trees like oak trees that pull their growth really slow. If you're looking at a declining upper canopy or it's just dead up there, that means the growth isn't traveling, you know, from the root system through the trunk to sustain and support that large canopy. And then that's kind of the declining part portion of when the tree's going to get to the point where you're going to want to remove it. So that's one of the first things we look at when we come out there. Is there any cavities? Is there any old lightning strikes? There's so many reasons and examples of what the tree, why the tree should be removed. And that's what we do when we come out there. We kind of, again, we almost kind of play detective. Myself, the salesman, Troy, our ISA certified arborist, we're coming out there, and guess what? We are on your side. You know, unlike some companies that claim they're on your side, we are on your side. We want to make sure you're safe in your home and understand where your liability falls with your homeowner's insurance. So we're going to come out there and give you all that information, and we're going to figure out what we can do for you to help you.
You know, the other part of whether or not you should remove a big tree, when these roots start coming up in the middle of your yard and the trees at the other end of your yard, and you've got a sidewalk, foundation, septic tank, sewer lines, power lines, all sorts of things, that's when you got to be concerned. The roots can really also determine if you've got to get rid of one of those large trees, right?
Great point, Rob. Yes, the root system underground extends out to the drip line of the tree, the furthest branch that juts out from the trunk, you know, across your yard. If you drew an invisible line down to your yard, that's where the roots are going to spread out to. So a lot of times it is getting into your sidewalk and bowing it up or towards your foundation or in your water line. You know, a lot of people are doing home improvement, new projects to their house and putting on an addition or digging, putting in a pool. And a lot of times you're like, well, that tree's so far away, it's not going to hurt it. But guess what? Those roots extend out to the drip line. And now you're digging in your yard. You're going to build a beautiful addition on your home. And you've cut into the root system of this large tree, and it's not going to respond well. And when we got to come out and work over a new addition or a new pool or hardscape, you know, we're a risk reward company. You know, it's probably going to be more expensive to get the tree out of there then, whereas, you know, before you start this project, we don't have to work over new construction or brand new addition. So again, if you're thinking about doing something on your property, digging or planning something or putting on an addition, you know, get us out there and we could kind of instruct you on what to do and what might the damage you might do to that tree in doing that. So good time to get us out there is before you start that project.
All right. So as far as the time of the year, heading into fall begins tomorrow, just what are some things that really need to get done right now and what should be people looking for? And then we'll end on that note. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, yeah, getting in the fall, you know, a lot of people keep these large trees one more season for the shade in the summer, and now we get like a windfall of calls like, hey, I wrote it out, I knew I wanted the shade for one more summer. but I know the tree's not, you know, it's at the shelf life, and come get the tree out of here. And so we get a lot of calls now for removals. And then we're also getting the calls for pruning, because we're getting into the fall season. Late fall is when we're going to start pruning and trimming certain types of trees, mainly the oak trees, any species of oak tree. You got to trim when they're dormant, which our rule of thumb is Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. It could be a little bit before or after, depending on the weather. And then anything flowering or fruit bearing on your property is you're going to want to trim in the fall. So good time to call is right now for either one of those instances, to get that tree out of there you kept for one more summer for the shade, or to get on our schedule for maintenance pruning, structural pruning, which we're going to be doing in the fall, because again, we have a short window for that, and we've been in business a long time. People get on our schedules 5 to 7 years ahead because they want to make sure they get it done. They're real particular. They're very attached to these trees. So get a call into us. We'll get a salesman out there. We'll go over everything with you. We're going to manage your expectations. We're going to tell you what equipment we're bringing on your property, where we're going into your yard. We're going to make it look like we were never there. That's our goal when we come onto your property. As far as bringing large equipment across your yard, we put down terra mats. We do a really good final cleanup. Our goal in a lot of our reviews on the Better Business Bureau, where we have an A-plus rating and we're accredited, which is like gold for a contractor, they all touch on, wow, I can't believe, you know, they drove a truck across my yard and took down this large tree. You can't even tell they were here. And that's what we like to hear. So, but yeah, as far as fall pruning and trimming, now's a great time to call before our schedule fills up.
Carlos, always a pleasure. Catch up with you in a couple of weeks, and go Vikings, okay?
Yes, for sure. Thanks, Rob.
All right, there he goes. The young man from Greenfield who's living the dream, hanging out with his neighbors every day, helping them when it comes to trees. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos. And again, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Back in just about an hour with another edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Accurate Solutions coming up right after the news at 10 minutes away. Rob Taylor, your Pratt Pack today, Sunday, KDKA. Good morning.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.